never done an interview like this.
So. Oh, now you can never say that again.
We're here at Dolphin Quest. This is Jackie Milligan talking about dolphins.
Jackie, you're an educator at Dolphin Quest on Hawaii, the Big Island.
Yes. It's a great job.
I notice you have this great smile on your face, and yet you're at work. There's some people that don't have a smile on their face when they're working.
Yes, I live in Hawaii, and I work around dolphins. It's pretty amazing.
Mm-hmm. And so you're an educator, though. There are people who are trainers, but you're more than that. You teach kids. Local island kids come mm-hmm. here on field trips.
Yeah, we try to give an opportunity for our local kids around the island to come and meet our animals and get a chance to do a lesson based on our marine environments and kind of learn about where they live and get a chance to meet our animals and just bridge that connection between our animals and what we do for them out in the wild as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, I've been here. This is my third day, and my room overlooks the little dolphin world. And it's been so touching. Just watching, I go, these dolphins love doing what they do. When you guys go away, when you close up, I can see them. They're looking around like, everybody, where'd everybody go? Nobody to play with.
Yeah, they have a great time here. They're so well taken care of here. They have really great relationships with a lot of the trainers here. They have these really strong bonds. And it's really important that those bonds are strong here. They have a really good connection with those animals. So, yeah.
And they have a willful mind of their own. I know that for a fact from having spent a lot of time in the Caribbean, and mm-hmm. I knew Jojo the dolphin.
Oh, wow. Yeah. That's awesome. Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
And Jojo, Club Med, used to take out this boat and have all the people jump in, and Jojo got pissed one time and broke a guy's ribs.
Oh, my goodness.
Because they were not treating Jojo with respect.
Wow.
And so I know, I've been there. I know that where dolphins can go, mm-hmm. you know, they have a true mind of their own. So that being said, watching the dolphins here, it is just touching. You can palpably see how much they enjoy what they do.
Everything we do here is voluntary, so the dolphins can decide to participate or not. Mm-hmm. And that's a really big thing that we make sure to do here, because we want to show everybody that these dolphins are really well taken care of. They enjoy interacting with people. I mean, they're spoiled rotten here. They get room service every day. They have ladies who are here working tirelessly throughout the day to make sure they're well taken care of. They have health care. We have veterinarians on staff. It's just really big point for us to get across that these animals are so well taken care of, mm-hmm. and that these guys are our ambassadors for their wild counterparts out in the ocean.
What have you learned from the dolphins in your time here?
That there are other species out there that are just as smart, if not smarter, than us. And these animals are amazing. We not only teach them, they teach us. So they're very caring. It's amazing to be able to interact with them and learn from them. And what's great is that we have other people who get to do that as well. So we have people from all over the islands, people from on vacation who get to interact with our animals. And it's really important that they get to connect with these animals so that they understand that what they do, their behavior interacts and affects what's happening out in the ocean now. So there's a lot of different things happening in the ocean, pollution, microplastics, things like that that are affecting these animals out in the wild.
And all the dolphins here, like you were earlier talking about the one that's 30-some years old.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So our oldest dolphin is actually 47.
Wow, that's incredible.
Her name is Eva. These guys, typically out in the wild, their average lifespan is based on the longest running study of these guys out in the wild for the shallow water bottlenose dolphins. Their average lifespan is about 10 to 15 years. Under human care, that's usually typically longer, about over 25 years. But our oldest dolphin here is 47, and that's because she's so well taken care of.
And part of that is probably predation, and that they get eaten by bigger marine life.
Predation also, their habitat is so close to shore. It's a coastal species, so their habitats are very close to where humans interact with them. So if it's overfishing, boating, pollution, things like that, they'll stay in an estuary or coastal area their entire lives. So they don't migrate long distances like other species. So those habitats are really affected by those things. So here at Dolphin Quest, we try to limit those things, and they're living much longer because of it.
And what's really cool, I mean, look at the kids in front of us mm-hmm. that are swimming with the dolphins and touching them and petting them. Again, that dolphin out there would not be riding with them if it didn't like it.
Yeah, so they're actually just touching them, and they're swimming next to them. So okay. Our dolphins don't have to propel
not,
anybody.
No,
yeah,
no
they're not riding.
Them,
yeah, there's no weight on them. It's all voluntary.
So
they get to
the
side. Yeah, they're swimming next to them, and those dolphins are interacting with them, getting a chance to meet them up close and personal. And what's amazing is the whole point that we're here is to help educate people about their marine environments and to help inspire them to make a difference, whether that means stop using single-use plastics, whether it means using reef-safe sunscreen, things that help these animals out in the wild.
So these kids learn a lot about environmental sensitivity and awareness in addition to the bottlenose dolphins themselves.
We like to think that all of the people on staff here at Dolphin Quest are educators. So everywhere, every point that they're at, they can learn about the marine environments that we have, the ocean, and ways that we're trying to help save it. So if that means not using single-use straws because the second you're done with them, you throw them out and they're back in the environment, or just being able to reduce, reuse, recycle any kind of materials, those are all things that can help not only dolphins out in the wild, but all the marine species out in the ocean.
That's really cool. This is open every day?
We're open 365 days a year. Yep. Dolphins always need care.
But as far as the kids coming and interacting with the dolphins?
Yeah, we have programs going on usually every single day. We have a chance for people who are visiting to interact with them. And throughout the school year, we have a chance for the local schools to sign up for our school programs. So get a chance to meet the dolphins in the water, too.
Okay, talk to us a little bit more in depth about your on-island educational program where the kids come here on field trips, because they would never be able to do this, many of them, on their own.
So to date, Dolphin Quest has actually donated over $4.1 million to scientific research, education, and conservation efforts. A lot of that money goes to making sure that our local school children can come and meet our dolphins. So we offer a discounted rate for them. It's actually significantly reduced. We also give a chance to offer grants for them to be able to afford the transportation to get here. Mm-hmm. A lot of the schools on the island sometimes come from Hilo or other places on the island that are far away.
And they don't have in their budget that bus
trip. Exactly. Yeah. So we make it possible for them to come. And a lot of times teachers, we have really good relationships with them because they've been coming for years and years. Mm-hmm. And they get a chance to come and learn about the marine environment, conservation. Based on their age, they get to learn different things. And then they get in the water with the dolphins and meet them and kind of interact with them.
Very cool. And how many dolphins do you have here that live here at any one time, typically?
At Dolphin Quest right now, we have 12 dolphins. We have two baby dolphins right now. One's a year and a half, and one's almost 2 years old. Those are the youngest, and like I said, the oldest is 47, and there's a lot of different age ranges in there. We have juveniles as well as adults.
And then you have a recruitment program for baby, making baby dolphins.
We actually have an adult male named Nimbus. He is our adult male, and he has actually five other females, his girlfriends, that he kind of hangs out with here.
Not bad.
Yeah, and he's had five children here. Oh. So he's got quite the life here, and they kind of do it all on their own. So they get to decide if they want to. We have a 1.5-year-old and an almost 2-year-old, Haukea and Keikoa. They're starting to learn different training procedures. They meet some people throughout the day, but like any other child, they have a short attention span, so we kind of cater to what their emotions are and how they're feeling for that day.
They want to play. I noticed that.
They want to play. They do want to play. They're always playing together. They're playing with their moms. They're playing with anybody who will play with them.
And like I said earlier, watching this lagoon after you all go home, it's kind of like, where'd everybody go? You know, and then they're cruising around playing with each other.
Yeah, they love to play with each other. They also get a chance to rest as well. Dolphins actually rest using half of their brain. So half of the brain will rest at one time while the other one is awake so that they can remember to breathe. Yeah, it's really cool.
Well, and there's a sensitive subject here in the Hawaiian Islands right now, and that has to do with the dolphin as a primarily nocturnal species.
Yeah.
Can you take it from there?
Yeah. So the most common species of dolphin here in Hawaii is the spinner dolphin. Spinner dolphins are nocturnal, so they spend their days resting near shore, and then they spend their nights foraging for food. So unfortunately, one of the biggest things that people go out to do here in Hawaii is go on boats to try and interact with those dolphins during the day, and it's unfortunately changing their behavior. So we offer an experience for people to come here to Dolphin Quest to meet our dolphins up close and personal without changing any natural behaviors out in the wild.
Interesting. As an educator, what are the most important lessons that you're learning as a researcher?
For me, the lessons I'm learning is that this ocean affects all of us. It not only is important for our animals, but it's important for us. And we're trying everything that we can do to make sure that it's here for future generations and it's healthy for these animals. We not only have animals out there that are losing resources for themselves, but we're also eating that fish. And those microplastics are getting into those animals that we are eating as well. So it's important that we all realize that we're connected. And that the ocean is a huge resource for all of us and that it needs to be protected.
These dolphins really are environmental ambassadors.
They are, and that's the whole purpose Dolphin Quest was created. We were actually created by two marine mammal veterinarians, and their purpose is to try to make a facility where people can interact with animals and become inspired when they leave, hoping to change their behavior towards how they protect the ocean environments.
So you're a scientist, a college graduate in science, probably with a specialty in marine biology.
Mm-hmm, that's correct.
Did you ever imagine that this is where you'd find yourself being?
Not in a million years. I came to Hawaii when I was 15. I went snorkeling and I said to myself, this is something I want to do. And, you know, 15 years later, here I am. I had no idea that this was something that I could actually end up doing. So it's very eye-opening. I'm so lucky to be able to be here.
Getting paid as a grown-up with a smile on your face.
Yes, yeah. I'm very, very lucky, yeah.
That's so cool. Jackie, thanks for sharing.
Of course. It was so nice talking to you, Tom. We appreciate everything. And if you guys have any other questions, feel free to go to our website, dolphinquest.com.
Excellent.
My name is Jackie Milligan. I'm an education specialist here at Dolphin Quest.
I'm Tom Wilmer reporting from the Big Island of Hawaii. We'll see you here.
You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas Award-winning travel show Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a featured podcast on NPR.org's podcast directory. Produced by California Central Coast NPR affiliate KCBX. You are invited to subscribe to Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer on NPR.org, NPR One, iTunes, Stitcher.com, and more than 20 other podcast channels around the world. To learn more about Tom Wilmer's journeys around America and the world, log on to thomaswilmer.com.
Underwriting support for Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer is provided in part by the Society of St. Vincent de Paul. People often associate the Society of St. Vincent de Paul with thrift stores. Donations like clothing, your gently used couch, or still serviceable washing machine generate funds to assist the Society in putting food on the table for people in need, or keeping the lights on and families in their homes. To find a St. Vincent de Paul thrift store in your area, visit svdpusa.org. Once again, svdpusa.org. And whether you're shopping for new or used items, donating them, or volunteering, you're helping the Society of St. Vincent de Paul help others.